You are listening to the Park Flyer Podcast, where we discuss our RC adventures.
Welcome to the Park Flyer Podcast, where we discuss the ups and downs of the new RC Flyer. Join your hosts, Michael and Jay, as they take flight at the park. Now on with the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Park Flyer Podcast. I'm Michael from Arizona, and with me always are my good friends,
Jay from the hills of Texas,
and Shannon G in Mesa, AZ.
And welcome to our podcast. We appreciate your patronage. If you haven't already, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. We have been getting a bunch of new subscribers. That's awesome. We also would like you to give us a thumbs up and like, and that'll help us with the YouTube algorithms, I think. And then you can always check us out on Spotify or Apple and give us a review there as well. And we appreciate all of your words. We've been getting a couple of, guys that have reached out to us and said, you know, hey, keep up the good work. And we'd love to hear from our listeners. So, yeah.
A few that said, give it up, plug. Right?
That's it. That's exactly right.
So. Please stop.
Yeah, please. I'll pay you not to, to do it anywhere. No, we haven't had that. So, well, we are at a special episode. I think I sent out something the other day for those of you that are on our email link or whatever that Jay from the hills of Texas just had a birthday. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! And another year around the sun, I think. And in for his birthday, we got new planes. So,
yay.
I think Jay got a new airplane, and I bought one for Jay's birthday that I got. And I think Shannon has an airplane that he got, but maybe not for the birthday, but, you know, for the electric festival anyway. So, yeah, it was one of those crazy things that I basically, everybody at the electric festival won an airplane except me. I won the battery for everybody's airplane. And I thought to myself, hey, this isn't fair. You know, everybody's got a new plane. So I went ahead and bought the T-28 Trojans because I knew that Shannon and I are going to go to the Warbirds and Classics. And this episode's actually going to come out after the Warbirds and Classics. But we were going to go. And so I thought, well, this will be a good opportunity for me and Shannon to kind of fly together and have the same airplane. It'd be kind of cool. Yep. So I did. I got mine from Horizon Hobbies. Took it apart. First thing I did, I took it out of the box. First thing I did was paint it. So it's now got a custom, not really, I didn't change the color. It's the yellow one, but I put some green stripes on it and I made it kind of like the Charlie Delta version of it. And then ordered some graphics from Cali Graphics. And now it's got, you know, graphics and weathering and looks really dirty. Looks like a trainer. And we made it the other day and I'll post a picture of it, but it flew really well. And I know Shannon, I was with him yesterday. And so I know Shannon, yours is almost ready to go. It's about
to go. I just got to made it. Yep. Yep.
So there you go. So he's going to bring it out to the Warbirds and Classics as well. And so I think we'll have a good time. And I really, really like the way it flies. I absolutely love it. It is so slow. It is fast when you want it to. It will do 3D type stuff if you want to make it that way. But I honestly think it's a T-28 Trojan. And so I don't really want to fly it like a 3D airplane. So I fly it with more scale, I think. And anyway, so I think it does a really good job there. So overall, anyway,
what do you think of that particular model?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you're the only one who's had a chance to really fly it. So, you know, what do you think of it?
Okay.
Is
so
it worth it? Is it worth the money? Not worth the money? Is it?
No, it is worth the money. I really do. You know, it's not very often we do reviews. You know, we kind of go fly airplanes and just kind of talk about
this is just a quick
I will tell you that it's very easy. I mean, Shannon can probably validate a lot of this stuff because he's got the same airplane, but coming out of the box, it's really amazing. They did a very good job making it super realistic and very easy to assemble. I had the plug and play, so most of my stuff was already done, but I think you had the bind and fly, right?
No, you had the bind and fly. I had the plug and play.
Oh, I have the bind and fly. You had the plug and play. Sorry.
Yeah.
Got that reversed.
Yeah. So I had to do a little bit more work and I put my own receiver.
Right. So you have to put receiver and any servos or anything in yours?
No, all the servos, the motor. Did you have to put the motor in or was it already put in?
No. It was already put in.
Okay. So mine, I guess the box for the mine didn't fly as bigger because mine was like, you had to put things together that probably were already done on the bind and fly. Like I had to put the motor on and hook up the speed control and do all that kind of stuff. But all the servos are there and everything.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that.
Okay. So but I had a little more work than you.
Were your servo arms attached or anything like that? Are they
the only one that wasn't was the elevator. The only one that wasn't was the elevator.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, all of mine were attached. They were all you're right. The elevator, because it comes in a set, you have to put the elevator on. And so, yeah, for me, all of them were already set up. As a matter of fact, when I plugged it in, because it, you know, it already came with the motor mounted. I did have to put the cowling and the prop on. Other than that, everything was pretty much, you know, ready to go. I will tell you the one thing that that was troublesome for me, and Shannon and I were talking about it yesterday when I was at his place. Is that they have now, and I noticed this is a new trend, but now they have started multiple connections into a single servo. And so on this one, you have three gear leads, right? And you have one gear port. So what they did is that the cable or the servo wire that's coming out of the single port on your receiver has three.
Yeah, it gets spliced.
Yeah, it gets spliced in, which I don't necessarily know if I like that very much, but what it does is it eliminates that control board, like some of the Motion RC airplanes have a little blue box that you plug everything in and then that runs it all. It eliminates that and puts all of that right into, you know, the receiver. But what it ineffectively does is it wires everything. So my ailerons are wide, the gear is wide, the flaps are wide. So when you set your radio up, it's basically one flap or one aileron, one flap, one elevator, right, one rudder. Even though you have multiples, and there's, unless you pull that out and put a bigger receiver in there, you really can't split them up. So I don't necessarily know if I am fond of that just yet, but that's the way it's set up in mine. And then when you put the wings on, you have to connect, you know, four of the leads on the left wing and four of the leads on the right wing. But there's really no reason to have to worry about which side because they're all coming into the same port.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So it's not like you have a left and a right, you know.
Yeah, it just goes into one. And then the lights plug in there too as well, right?
The lights do plug in there. So I actually wound up getting a quick click. It's you know, the product that has like four of them and then you just push them together. And so I actually did put a left and a right and then you quick click those together. But the assembly took me literally about, because I have the plug and play, I think it took me 30 minutes maybe to put it all together, make sure everything fit. And I took it all apart and started painting it. And weathering it and doing all that kind of stuff. Once I got all that stuff done, I built a wing bag for it out of our, favorite silver stuff so that the wings don't get, you know, I actually split them in half. I saw Shannon had his all one piece, which it, you know, that's a big long wing bag, but I actually keep mine separate. They have these little, these neat little items that, they're plastic pieces that go down to hold the wing together. They're like, they kind of go in. The only thing that I noticed, and I actually talked to the Horizon guys about it after. Yes, it's a big U that's made out of plastic and it goes into the holes and it keeps the wing together. And there's two of them. I did notice that when you start screwing the screw in, you want to stop at some point. If you just continue to screw, there's no back to it. So the screw will just continue to pull that down into the wing. And so you can compress the foam. It doesn't, you know, normally when you screw something into a piece of wood, it stops.
Right, it stops.
Yeah, there's none of that. It's actually a screw that goes through this piece into a piece of plastic that doesn't have a back. So you can just continue to screw the screw into the plastic and it'll just continue to compress. I did notice that on the tail section as well. And I think I told Shannon that when I got mine because he hadn't taken his out of the box yet. And I said, hey, be careful when you do the tail section. Because you can over tighten those and it will crush the bottom It'll just pull the plastic right through there. So, yeah. So I do know that on some of the Motion products, they put a board underneath, like a piece of wood. So you're screwing into a piece of wood. This is just screwing into another piece of plastic. Probably cheaper. And, you know, it does exactly the same thing, but you just have to kind of be careful. And then to get to your point, Jay, I actually flew it and it flew awesome. It flew awesome right out. I mean, I very little trim, based on, you know, everything that I set up. I did high rates, medium rates, low rates. The high rates, it just feels a little more, you know, sporty, but the the low and mid rates felt very, very much, you know, scale. So it worked out.
Cool.
But I love the way it flies. You can get it to fly so slow. You lower the flaps, keep the gear up, and you just putt along. The one thing that I think the AS3X and the receiver that they have, the only thing that I was telling Shannon yesterday, is that to me, because I'm so used to flying a Demon Cortex in all these airplanes, and you know, Demons cost almost as much as the plane, but I really felt like the elevator hunted a little bit. Like if you pulled back on the stick really nice and smooth, it would kind of like not jerk around, but you could just feel like it was trying to make a segmented. It didn't feel like totally smooth. It felt a little segmented. And that may just be me, you know, comparing it to some of the other stuff that I fly. And, you know, I flew it about 3 times and it just felt like that was hunting. And so maybe when I get back out there, Shannon and I can, you know, see what Shannon's does and see if it feels any different. You know, because it's a different receiver, so maybe it's something in the AS3X versus, you know, the airplane itself. But other than that, I was really impressed with it. I really like it. I've flown it several times before I purchased it because the Horizon guys let me fly it. But it's so much fun. It's really fun. Yeah. I've had a really good time with it so far. So looking forward to flying formation with Shannon.
Nice. Can't wait to see the pictures.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're going to be great. So in light of Jay's birthday, we're going to talk about his birthday gift because he got an airplane for his birthday. It showed up on his porch, but Jay, why don't you just take us through? Yeah, there you go. Take us through all that because you were looking at getting yourself something, I think, for your birthday.
Yeah. So this was like the perfect, you know, birthday gift because you know, my birthday kind of happened. I think I was talking to you on my birthday. You called me on my birthday and you're like, oh, I sent you a little plane. You know, I got you a little something.
Well, like, I didn't tell you what I say. I just said, I got
you
something.
You didn't tell me what you got me. You know? anyway, you know, after the festival, seeing this plane perform at the festival, watching the Horizon guys fly, I didn't get a chance to fly one, but, you know, I watched them every time this thing flew, I stopped and I watched those guys, whether they were like doing little mini pylon races or they're doing acrobatics, you know, 2 feet off the ground. I was just like, wow, that thing really zips. Now, if you remember, pretty much a year ago or so, the guy up the street from me, Scott, he had gotten the bigger version of this plane. And
correct,
it was okay as a glider. You know, I particularly didn't like having a gyro in that glider, you know, because it didn't seem like it was doing anything. It did make it fly more straighter or whatever for, you know, finding a thermal or whatever. And so the plane was okay. You know, the added bonus to it would be just for, at least in my mind, was, you know, for any beginners that was flying that plane, you know, would help them out and, you know, that kind of thing. But overall, I mean, it was an okay airplane, but it just didn't blow my skirt up, you know, super, super well. Right.
Right.
And it's just so weird that this little thing just blows me away. The UMX version of it, because you know, they're flying it anything else, but, you know, in a glider formation or a glider class. I mean, the guys were, this thing can spec out. It flies more like, a warm liner or, you know, type aircraft than it does, you know, a glider. So, like I said, these guys would be down on the deck, and I tell you, it's got tons of power for a little itty bitty airplane with a three cell, right. a three 300 milliamp three cell in it. It just has some serious pull. It really surprises you. So I'm looking forward. I'm waiting for my batteries. It turns out, you know, out of all, like, the smallest battery or so that I have is like a 500, and when they tell you, you know, a 300. They mean that's about it. That's all I can fit in there is a 300, just because of the way the fuselage goes, and it's got very, very limited room. So that's a downside of it, because I was hoping it could take like 300s or 400s or something, and there's just no room in there for that. You'd have to do some serious digging to fit that battery in there. But otherwise, like you were saying, you know, when I arrived and got it, and, you know, dug it out of the box. Quite literally, I just shook the box. It fell out of the box, and it just goes together. It's just so simple. It really kind of blew my mind. Right. So I give them super kudos for, well, one, it was well packed in that box. It was well protected inside that box. I mean, you'd have to really try hard to crush it and smash it in that box. Not to say that it can't be done, but they designed the box very, 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 very well. You know, to fit the wing and the whole plane, because the plane's totally put together, the wings, you know, separate, and then you just, you know, plug in the like you said, the spliced, you know, ailerons together into the port, and that might have took me 30 seconds just because it was kind of small and fiddly, and I got gorilla hands and fingers, you know, to fit that in. But that was it, and then it has this little cool interlocking mechanism. And so I was sitting there going, ooh, I wonder if they sell this interlocking mechanism, you know, separate. Like if you break it, you can buy that. I don't think they do, but I just thought it was cool, because what I was thinking in my mind is, you know, they have like two different size wings. That's what I would tell, you know, if I was going to tell Horizon anything, get a different wing
that you could put
on there. And then you can, you know, you can make the plane super, you know, for a super UMX, you know, glider type thing, you know, put a 1 meter wing on this or something, and, you know, a different configuration than what it is now. But like I said, from everything that I saw at the festival, and the way these guys were able to fly it, they could slow it down to nothing. They could zip around and pylon race with it. You know, when they were doing that, I was just like amazed. And then it also has, you know, AS3X in it, and, you know, with the maneuvers they were doing so close to the ground, and the plane was so responsive and snappy, and, you know, I was just amazed. So thank you very much. So it worked out really well, because like I said, I was going to get it for myself, and I was like one of those things, yeah, I'll order it, man, towards the end of the month. And I was like, well, who's going to, you know, who's coming, what's going on? And then this showed up, and I was like, ooh, exactly what I wanted. Perfect.
I know. That's so funny. Usually great minds.
Usually what happens with us, it's like, you know, I'll get Mike something, and he's like, oh, hey, thanks for, you know, XYZ. And I'm like, oh yeah, I knew you wanted something like that. He goes, yeah, I already have one. And I was like, what? Oh yeah, I didn't tell you I bought it like, you know, 3 months ago, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, oh man. So this was kind of nice, because it worked out perfect. So we didn't have that problem, and you know, all's good with the world. So I can't wait to maiden it. Waiting for the batteries, like I said, another couple of days. And
I was incredibly lucky, because I was able to. I had a trip, and I wound up actually being in Austin. So I did get to go down and spend a day.
Hanging out with
Jay. And so I was able to kind of fish around, see what was on the list, you know, kind of look around. Okay, he doesn't have this. This would be a good opportunity. And, you know, a little inquiry with the spouse, and nothing was on the books at the time. So I figured that was a good one. And I did fly it. The Horizon guys actually invited me over. I did put some stick time in. And I will tell you that it was probably one of the highlights, because I had so much fun. It was me and Tony, and everybody was out there flying it. You know, flying this thing, and John was just saying, okay, do this. All right, do this. And I was just giggling like a schoolgirl, because it's so much fun to slow it down to nothing and then just hammer the throttle, and the thing just, you know, just like it's like a slingshot, takes off.
Yeah,
there's so much power to it. And it has this really cool auto launch to it that's really neat, you know, that just basically puts it, it adds the elevator. And then when you throw it, it senses that you're throwing it. And then it just puts the elevator in and just climbs out at 45 degrees. It'll level the wings and poof, it'll go. So it is very cool to fly. I don't know if you got to fly it at the Electric Festival. Did you, Shannon?
No, I did not. Every time I saw people flying them, I just never had a chance to get out there and put my hands to it. But I definitely plan on it in the near future.
Yeah, it is definitely a fun little airplane. So, and I was excited to get it. I trust me, there were about three or four airplanes. I thought about getting the T-28 Trojan because, you know, we have it too. And I thought, well, this is a really fun airplane to have. And then I'm kind of like, okay, well, he's on a grass, you know, he flies on grass and the landing gear on the Trojan is plastic. And I thought, well, I'd hate for him to land and to break the landing gear, even though they say you can land it on grass. Jay's got a different grass field. His is more clumpy than actual nice grass. And so I thought, well, you know, when I was there, he had all those gliders. And I thought, you know, he's a real big glider fan. Oh, gliders. Holy crap. I should get him that UMX because it was so much fun. And yeah. I didn't realize that he hadn't flown it at the Electric Festival and that he mentioned that he hadn't. So I was like, oh, that's a big good opportunity. So well, yeah, like you're I welcome, Jay. It was
thank you very much. I was going to say that one of the things that I do like about this setup with the UMX is that you can travel with this plane.
Yes.
You know, yeah, you could throw it in your car, but I mean, like if you want to jump on a plane, just repack it in the box, you know, you definitely don't want to throw that box away because if you're going to go somewhere, you can repack it up in the box, you know, take it apart, take it with you, you know, throw it somewhere. I wouldn't feel bad with that getting, you know, jumped around in the back with the baggage handlers. You know, I doubt that they could do. Mm. Well, I won't say
much.
I doubt. You know,
you can run over it with the tug.
I'm having flashes of Samsonite commercials in my head, so I won't say that they can't do something. But well, you know, it's pretty
the way Mike flies, it might be bouncing all over the cargo bin. You know?
No doubt.
There you go. Yep, that's right.
Well, and I was just thinking that Shannon, didn't you work as a bag guy or something? I thought I remember you saying
I worked
that.
In reservations.
So oh, reservations. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Bags. Okay, never mind.
I just messed up people's reservations and got them the wrong place.
Excuse me, sir. Can I get to Topeka?
Late
I don't
to
think so.
I got to get to Las Cruces, New Mexico. That's pretty funny. Well, I was so excited about buying Jay his birthday gift. And I actually, my friend Scott, who we've talked about on the podcast before, hopefully we'll get him on here sometime soon because he's kind of making a big transition. That guy has just got the bug and has been buying airplanes left and right. He wound up getting a turbine and, you know, he wants me to kind of help him out. And then he's coming to the Warbirds and Classics with us. And I think, you know, I don't know. I don't think that the listeners know, but he bought a 90-inch Stutka, and it's been sitting on the bench for the last couple of times that we've kind of talked and been on the, you know, together. And so I just finished setting it up. It's ready to maiden as well, and he's coming in today, I think, or tomorrow, whenever it is for Winter Warbird or Warbirds and Classics to fly it. But I didn't have. He asked me. He's like, "Well, what Warbirds are you bringing?" And I'm like, "Other than the T-28, I really just have jets." The Warbird jets. And he's like, "I can't believe you don't have a World War II airplane." And I said, "Well, there's always there has been one that I really wanted. And out of all of the World War II airplanes, I really like the Bearcat. And if I ever got one, I would want a large, you know, kind of a larger scale Bearcat." And at the Electric Festival, I had mentioned that. And Shannon was like, "Oh, I think I know someone that has that." Didn't you?
It's sucker
sure wheeler did. And dealer. Bringing people together.
Yeah. So yeah, Shannon has a friend that does why don't you kind of walk us through how I wound up with this thing?
Yeah, so my friend Eddie, he does the shirts for most of my events, and he's been in the hobby for a very long time and has acquired many, many kits and ARFs and things over the years. And I just happen to know, looking through his ocean container full of planes that he had as a rollie. And he's kind of to the point now where he's got more planes than he's ever going to get to. So he's open to, you know, let him go and to the right person too. So when you said that, I'm like, I think I know which one you're looking for. And I think there's a good one. So we sent you some pictures. Well, we threw the price out at you, and you know, you didn't.
It was a good deal.
You know, it was, I think it was a really good deal. Yeah, I was like, wow, yeah,
super good deal.
It's going to go. And then so Eddie brought it over, and we got to your house with it, and had a nice little interaction, and I think everyone's happy. So I think you got a good deal.
It's kind of funny because I almost felt, and I know that Eddie listens to the podcast sometimes, and this is in no way derogatory towards him, but it was almost as if I was being interviewed to see if I was the right guy for this role.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you know, it kind of felt like that because he sat right here in my chair, and he was kind of like, you know, I really love this airplane, and I want it to go to the right person. And after seeing your shop and seeing all the airplanes you built, he goes, I think this is where it needs to be. And I was looking around going, holy smokes, I'm glad I passed the test. I would have hated for him to bring it all the way over and go, yeah, no, you ain't getting this, and then walk away. Yeah. So it was kind of funny, but yeah, it's Eddie's a great guy. And yeah, it was really a really nice of him. You know, I'm sure he probably didn't have to do what he did, but I wound up with his Rolly Bearcat. Some of it, you know, needs some attention, but it, you know, it's mostly together. There's some the landing gears with it, and you know, it's got the cowling and everything. So I have already created a Rolly folder. I've got the plans now. Just showed up. Jay and I were talking last night. And this is kind of cool. I don't know if you can see that. But that says F8F Bearcat. And if you can see on the CD, I found a company that basically did high resolution, full scale pictures of the cockpit.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, yeah, I was showing the Jay last night, and they actually have a full size. It's very high, you know, 4K quality. And then you can scale it down. They actually have scaled it down for you, but you can scale it to whatever you want. But they've got quarter scale, fifth scale, sixth scale, seventh scale. And then you select those. You can print them and either put it, you know, like the whole thing as a sticker, or you can cut out the dials and stick them in the little, you know, if you want to build it. So Jay and I were trying to figure out how to 3D print and then be able to stick this, you know, these dials and stuff, but they have the altimeters and everything looks, I mean, Jay, you can test to it because you saw it yesterday, but it is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty
and,
neat.
They did I lucked out and found it, but it can do, they, you know, it's got a really, really detailed, both the cockpit front, the gun sight, and the sides are all complete.
Yeah, so like I said, I like the dial, like for the, on the actual dials, they give the sizes. Yeah. Of the dial, which is really important. Right. If you're going to build the faces of the dial, you know, you have all the measurements so you can recreate them in a CAD program or whatever you're using.
Right.
So that was pretty neat to me, since they had already done all the NUG work for you. And then you know, you just have to go in there, type in the numbers, and then just scale it how you want. So.
Yeah. And it's, I was pretty shocked. They actually, because I ordered it, they sent me the Hawker Sea Fury CD kit as well. So I have all of the interiors for the Hawker Sea Fury. But they do, a plethora of World War II airplanes. And it is an amazing find for me. And it came pretty quick, and I was really amazed. I was kind of, you know, I saw some of the stuff that they had online, and I thought, you know, it can't hurt. It wasn't like really expensive, but it wasn't like, you know, a dollar either. It ran somewhere in the $40 to $50 range, maybe, or $30 to $50, somewhere out of there, and plus shipping. And so you know, I ordered it, and now I'm very, very happy with it. It's turned out way far exceed my expectations. So anyway, I know we're running out of time, but the Zeroli showed up, and of course, you know, I've got it on my table, and you know, Scott orders more airplanes, so I've got to you know, put together before the event. So it kind of went to the next room, and I'll get it out for the summer. But I wound up thinking, oh man, I need something to fly, and that Bearcat's there. So I actually wound up buying the Motion RC Flightline Bearcat, which you see sitting behind me on the table, that I just finished last night. And that's going to be, that needs to be maidened, and then I'll fly that one. It's small. It's a 47 inch, but it's hilarious because it's sitting there and it doesn't really give a big of a scale, and both Shannon and Jay thought that was the Zeroli. They were like, wow, you finished that thing right now? Holy smokes. And I was like, no, that's a foam airplane, you know? But anyway, it was pretty funny. So, but so I don't know if I'm going to make it look like that or not, but I've I actually got a book that's called the it's the walk around of the, you know, the Bearcat. And I've got, like I said, a folder that's got the wheels and the tires and everything I've been collecting from, you know, all over the interwebs to put this Zorowa together. So I'm super excited. I'm down to where I've got to kind of decide what kind of motor I want to put in it. And so I'm doing research for that too. Watching a ton of videos. So I'm pretty excited. So, right. But anyway, yeah, I think a lot of people are, but it's going to give me a summer project. So it's not going to, you know, I'm going to take my time. I'm trying to decide whether I want to put the 2000 rivets in it or not. It's just going to take forever because there's a lot of rivets. But, oh, that was the other thing. I don't know if Shannon knew, but yesterday, you know, the control surfaces on the actual Bearcat are fabric.
Right.
They're not metal. And so, you know, I started thinking about it and, you know, when I got it over here, it's monocoated or some kind of ultra coated, you know, it's got some ultra coat on it, but I started thinking about it and I'm like, yeah, you know, my OCD is kicking in. I really don't like the fabric. I don't want to paint over the monocoat. So, yeah. So there's a fabric called Solar Film or Solar Tex, I think it's called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Solar Tex. And they don't sell it in the US anymore. Matter of fact, you have to go with something from Monocoat has something, Monotex or whatever it is. Anyway, I found it in Europe. A company had some remaining remnants and ordered it. So it showed up yesterday too. So now I actually have fabric that is that color, the color of the Bearcat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the dark navy blue. And I bought 15 yards of it. So it it should last me a while. And it is the fabric. It is the Solar Tex. So it is actual aircraft fabric.
Nice.
And I'm excited about, you know, doing that. But the only downside was that the cost of the material and was equal to the shipping.
I don't doubt it.
Because it came from Europe.
Coming from Europe. Yeah.
Well, because it's 2 feet. You know, it came in a big tube. It's 2 feet wide and 15 feet long, I think. And so it was just like, holy criminy. When I got it, I thought I was like, oh, this is a pretty good deal. And then, yeah, they added shipping to it, which was like $3 less than the actual product. So I was like, okay, well, I just doubled that. I wound up buying a little more just in case. don't want to run out.
My daughter could have got that for you.
Well, it was in Europe, so, you know, I had to, if I'd still been doing that runs, I could have got it, but whatever. Yep, anyway, yep.
She's over there all the time.
I know. I'll have to get it next time. So, well, anyway, we're excited that, we're going to be able to, head to the, Warbirds and Classics. Shannon and I will actually be out there. Hopefully we'll be able to hook up with, Jay and do a podcast from out there, but unfortunately we have run out of time. Jay, we are glad it was a wonderful birthday. We're happy that you were excited about your gift. We're all excited about hearing about the maiden and about what you, you know, what you think about flying. And, yeah, get back with us. So once again, give us a thumbs up, a like, YouTube channel, and jump on our Facebook listeners group at Park Flyer Podcast listeners group there and let us know what's going on. Post your photos or let us know what you think. Anyway, for now, I'm Michael from Arizona.
I'm Jay from the hills of Texas.
And Shannon G in Mesa AZ.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Let's fly.
You have been listening to the Park Flyer Podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to your next visit. Please give our show a star rating and review, and feel free to email us your questions, topics, or suggestions to parkflyerpodcast@gmail.com.